guys, here we are again talking about coaching. As always, I'm here with Sivash and Yannick.
Hello.
Welcome back. And I've got another question for you guys, and that's about kind of note-taking during sessions. So for me personally, I'm a note-taker. It just helps me keep kind of track of what's going on and come back to things. It means I don't have to interrupt. It means before my next session, I look back at those notes, and I find it allows me to otherwise be more present and kind of freeze me up, because I don't have that worry of, oh, am I going to have forgotten this important point. But then I've gone to coaching sessions where the person working with me isn't taking notes at all, and I'm just kind of amazed at, oh my goodness, how do they retain all the details and the information? Isn't everything kind of relevant? How do you deal with that? So to take notes or not to take notes, or benefits and different strategies, or
that's a good thing to talk about. A quick question first: have you worked with a coach who did take a lot of notes?
I haven't worked with that many coaches yet, so I have not a lot of notes, but you know, just little scribbles. And then I've worked with people who haven't taken any notes.
Yeah, because that's an interesting one, right? The first thing that pops to my mind is a colleague of mine, and he said he's a very experienced therapist, and he's very much against note-taking during the session.
Okay.
Also, it's important to say that he doesn't work online or on the phone.
Okay.
And my experience with that is when you're in the room with somebody and somebody's taking notes, it cannot bother a client at all, in which case it's fine.
Yeah.
Some clients actually appreciate that you take notes because it feels a bit more professional. However, I've also had very different reactions.
Interesting.
Because there's something, and certainly I have some of that experience. It's like when somebody's sitting there taking notes, I feel kind of analyzed and diagnosed.
Yeah.
And like, you know, somebody, what is he writing down? What is she writing down? What's going on? Like, there's a part of the process that I'm not involved in.
Interesting, yeah.
So sometimes when I have been taking notes, I just said, like, well, do you mind if I take some notes? Some clients, they go, like, we had another episode around talking a lot and not really getting a word in. And sometimes I've worked with clients who are just, like, all over the place, and it feels important to me to make notes in order to kind of capture where we're going and what's going on, because it also helps me to conceptualize. And when I work on the phone, I take notes, for example. When I'm in session, in face-to-face now, I very rarely take notes, only with those clients where I feel it's important. And when I do, I keep it quite open. You know, I make sure that, for example, that I sit somewhere where they can see the notes that I'm taking, you know, so that it's not a mystery or like some secret analysis. I always offer, I'm happy to give you a copy of the notes afterwards if you want to.
Okay.
Strangely, nobody ever wants to. My handwriting is shit as well, so I'm not sure how useful it would be.
Yeah.
But when I am on the phone with somebody, for example, you don't lose that. Because they don't notice generally that you're taking notes unless they see it. You know, so if you're on video, if your eye goes over to like take notes, you're not present.
Yeah.
You know, or you don't seem present, even though you might be really present. But like, I got quite good at taking blind notes, for example.
Really?
They look even more horrible in terms of handwriting. but it helps to kind of keep score of something. But at the moment you're writing something down, by definition, your full attention is not in what they're saying right now.
Yeah.
Because you do not write, most people do not write as quickly as they talk.
Yeah.
You know, and so by definition, it's taking attention away.
Yeah.
So I'd be careful with notes, but it can also really help you conceptualize things or pick up on something that you wanted to pick up on. And if I do that, like if you refer back to the notes before the next session, you tend to have a much richer experience again of what you talked about last time.
Yeah.
You know, and you capture more. But you could also just ask, like, hey, do you mind if I take some notes? Like, I think it's important this, important that. If you introduce note taking right, then it's fine.
Okay.
You know, so these are just some initial thoughts that
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So what, do you take notes?
I take notes, and for me it's just really changed over the course of the last few years. In the beginning I used to take a lot of notes, and it's often my own insecurity of forgetting things.
Yeah.
But when I started recording sessions, I became a bit more relaxed.
Sometimes
when I miss things, I can just go back to the recording. I just put on a note actually like 25 minutes. Like, no, that's a reference to come back to.
Nice.
But for me, it's just really being present and looking at if there's something really where I want to be present, even though part of me wants to write it down, I just stay present.
Okay.
And then allow it to go.
Okay.
And sometimes when the moment goes, I just make a quick note, like, go back to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I don't even need to go to the recording, but just review the session and think, okay, well, let me elaborate on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I want to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do it a little bit different, right? I use the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And often what I do is I share my screen. So when most of my coaching is on Zoom, and I share my screen so they can see my notes, right? And it gives a powerful visual element.
Interesting.
So I won't necessarily write things, but sometimes if someone says like, oh, I need clarity on my niche, right? We did another video on my niche. I'll, for example, create a square and say, okay, well, these are four things we can look at,
mm-hmm.
right? What do you enjoy? You know, what's your experience? What results did you get?
That's amazing.
What's the opportunity?
So these are not just necessarily notes for you. These are like having
a
flip chart or
yeah.
something on the
yeah,
table
exactly.
to share.
Exactly. And often, you know, that becomes really useful. Right?
Cool.
And I send that to clients. So that can be really useful to just sometimes even get a complex problem and say, okay, well, so this person is involved, that person is involved, who else is involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, and say, okay, what's the relationship here?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? And this is something that, you know, we studied in the coaching diploma that I did with Animas. And it's, again, I think bringing more of that in can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something to experiment with, you know, being able to share notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for me, that's brought an extra layer of that, you know, the visual part.
Mm-hmm.
Been really useful in the coaching that I do.
Cool. Okay.
Another thing that just comes to my mind is I almost always take notes after the session face to face.
Right.
So I think that's really important because it helps you to reflect. It helps you to capture stuff, especially when you work with more and more clients. I remember the first time I forgot. I saw a session coming up with somebody and forgot who they were.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, what? No way.
Oh,
what did we talk about last time? Oh, and then if you don't have anything to refer back, it just needed in the end, it just all came back to me.
Okay.
You know, so it was fine. But like having something to look back, especially if you feel a bit stuck with a client and you're able to go over the notes of the last 3, 4, 5, 6 sessions,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can see some development.
Mm-hmm.
And I started also like, you started developing some systems, for example, whenever they talk about something they want to achieve, I make a G, letter G with a circle around. So
okay.
in my notes, I can very quickly see the goals that they want to be working on.
Nice, okay.
You know, on the right-hand side of my, like, there's like little bits around character, values, you know, if somebody just drops in the middle of a narrative, kind of unrelated, but really important that, oh yeah, I'm quite a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tend to make a note of that.
Yeah.
And so... That's I in the beginning I also had like Smart when I still worked Smart with Grow when I worked with Grow a lot still in my notes I would have G R O W
mm-hmm.
and circle around so I can kind of see where I am and how we're moving and how if it's circular if different stages so that was really helpful as well but like it helped it helps definitely after the session to make some notes. And really important, I think, is data protection as well. Because in my experience, a lot of coaches don't really think about how they store their notes and for how long. So that's really important. You know, where are your notes? Where do you store them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they safe? Are they locked? You know, if you leave the room, does your client technically have access to your notes when you make a coffee or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to the toilet, are your notes just around? Is your book on the table
mm-hmm.
with all of your previous clients? Just like a flick away,
mm-hmm.
you know, these are all important ethical things to think about.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, well, that's something to think about, to note take or not to note take.
Yeah, any further thoughts? I think I kind of vomited everything out.
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, and I created a little template and I'm happy to share that. If you're interested, type it in the comment. There's no opt-in link, there's nothing to sell. But it's really useful to, you know, and again, it was really useful in the first 2 years of my coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gave me that structure. Like, for example, what is my intention for the session?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is the client's intention? Notes during the session, you know, what are, I sometimes ask the client what's been useful and actually write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And then what actions are you taking? And again, there's this space for that in the template.
Is it like a reflective afterwards?
Yeah, so I use it before the session, during the session, and after the session. And sometimes, you know, I can share that with the client.
Yeah. So beyond the note-taking during a session, there's so many handy worksheets to help you reflect afterwards, or to help you prepare for a session, or to help you bring the client back into awareness. That's really, really useful. There's lots of different things around note-taking, and I hope we could illuminate some of the pros and cons, which we're really trying to do. Mm-hmm. I think in the end, everybody has to make their own decision whether that's useful or not, and be very aware of the client and how they react to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important if you do take notes to include that in your contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have an episode on what to include in the contract. But I think it's useful to always ask for permission, and ideally also to tell your client what you do with those notes.
Mm-hmm.
They can be super, super helpful. They can also be quite distracting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really context specific, and it's also a matter of style. And it's a matter of how your client appreciates it.
Mm-hmm.
If they feel you're not present, or if they feel you're working extra hard and extra professional.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of my summarizing thoughts on that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and be like a scientist, right? Experiment taking notes, experiment mm-hmm. not taking notes. Experiment with different things, and you will see your style emerge, and you'll see what you enjoy, what works better for
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
what works for the clients.
I'd be particularly interested if anybody has systems similar to the one I described, which we hopefully captured in the recording. You know, do you have any systems taking notes? Is there anything that other people could learn from?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a science, you know, and there's not a lot of people writing about it. So I'd be super interested in how people
Definitely.
Take notes if you do.
Please share. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.
Cheers.
See you next time.
Hey, everybody. If you found this conversation helpful for you and your coaching practice, then there's a couple of ways that you can support the podcast and stay up to date with future episodes. Obviously, you can subscribe on here on YouTube if that's your jam. If you want to get it straight into your inbox, never miss an episode, there's a link in the description to can sign up for our mailing list. You can leave us a review or follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and come join us on Facebook. We'll get the conversation going there. Obviously, leave us a comment. You can support us on Patreon. And any way you choose to do that, tell a friend, whatever you want to do. We really appreciate it, and we hope you get a lot out of it. So, see you next time.